We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But our man Walt Akins is with us this morning.
All right, joining us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline is Walt Akins, Dolphins defensive back. Walt, good morning. Happy Football Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Football Friday, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Walt's the most upbeat dude, man.
I like it.
Morning, noon, and night.
I like it.
Walt's ready to rock. Hey, Walt, man, I was just looking and getting ready for the game, man. You know that 2014 draft class you were part of? You're it, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're the last
the lone
one standing.
Survivor, right.
Oh, man.
Last of a dying breed.
Hey, Walt, I always wonder. So, Mink is gone. Rashad and Bobby are now done. That safety position back there, it's getting lonely. That and you a bunch of new guys. What has this whole year been like where every time you turn around, there's new faces around you? What's it like, Walt?
It's been a eventful year, put it like that. You see a lot of new faces in every position. And I think this is a lot more than I've seen in the past. But, I mean, that's what happens when you have a young team. You get a lot of new faces in and build the program up. So we welcome them. Try to get everybody updated on the game plan as soon as possible and get ready to roll.
Well, everybody said a couple weeks ago when you guys heard from Coach Flores and he said, hey, listen, I just want everybody to know, I hope you understand, I'm out to win every game. The coaches and the players, we don't care about what this team's going to do in the offseason as far as this draft stuff goes. Did that relieve a little bit for a lot of guys knowing that the coach was all in to win games and not try to get the first pick?
I mean, he said that from the jump. We always go into the game and expecting to win. Unfortunately, for the first few games, it just didn't happen like that. Things didn't go our way, but we never let off the gas. We always go in and give it your all. Because if you don't give it your all in this league, that's when you start getting the hurt and really could damage yourself and your career.
Walt, just to double down on that, the talk from the media or fans about tanking and like getting that first pick or
yeah, you guys screwed it up
like,
by winning
yeah,
two
like
games.
Yeah, like you're winning too many. Do you guys hear that a little bit in the locker room? And does that piss you guys off a little bit when there are people, Dolphin fans in general or Dolphins media in general, kind of rooting for this team to just kind of wash this season out so you can get a good draft pick?
Of course you hear it because it's the talk around town, but. As a player, you just let it go in one ear and out the other. You don't really think too much about it because you never really cared about the draft classes after you were in the league. Like, you pay attention to them, but everything is out of your hands. So you just control what you can control and play your game, and everything else will pan out. Whatever the GMs and coaches feel is a necessary necessary person to pick, they'll do that. So that's out of our control. So we just do what we got to do.
Hey, Walt, let's get back to you and special teams where you've been so darn good and keeps you around this league in good shape. Let me ask you, so you're getting down there as a Flyer. You know there's going to be two guys on you a lot or one guy. They run with you. And then when you get down there, you got one of the shiftiest, fastest cats that's catching the ball. And you usually beat everybody down the field. So you're not only trying to get away from the guy blocking you, but now you're trying to run somewhat full speed and make a tackle on the dude that you know can go left or right with a fake. Take me through the whole mindset on that bad boy, how you make that tackle like you did last week.
Initially, the toughest part is getting down there, especially when you get a double, because it's two-on-one. And in the NFL, that's tough in any position to get off a block 2-1. But you just got to have that dog mentality. You got to know that you're going to win and know that they can't stop you even if they get their hands on you. And then when it comes to getting down the field, you just got to give it your all. You got to sell out. And when you have a good returner like that, sometimes you have to take your shot, either shoot for the legs or come to bound and try to make that tackle.
Well, you've been a special teams ace for a couple of years down here, the special teams captain. How much pride do you take in that, by the way?
I take a lot of pride in it because I know I'm good at it, and I know teams look out for me. So I take it as a challenge and take it upon myself to handle that challenge accordingly and go out there and show them why they have to look out for me.
Hey, Walt, help me out on our friend Jarvis Landry, who's now in Cleveland. Didn't exactly, he and Adam Gase weren't going to be having dinner anytime soon, but he's gone now. What do you think, Jarvis, is he still going to have that little chip on his shoulder, or you think he's past that now as a guy that came in the league with you? How do you think Jarvis treats this game?
I think it's going to be a rival game for him just because he came from us.
I agree.
You know, I don't think it'll have too much to do with the coaching and coaching staff now, but it's going to be a big game because this is where he got drafted, and this is the only other team he's been on. So, of course, he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder coming in. I know Jarvis, and I know how he handles himself. So I know it's going to be a big one for him.
Hey, Walt, I got to ask the other thing because my daughter actually had me following you in the off season. I want to talk to you about social media stuff, man. You're pretty good on that. You're actually on like a second or third floor talking while you're out, and I go, what am I doing sitting here watching this guy talking and out? Like, do you enjoy that social media stuff and doing that stuff and sending it out? Do you enjoy that, doing that a lot?
Yeah, man. I think it's just a relief from everything. You know, you can go in there and be a clown and have some fun. And I think it gets you more personal with your fans and friends. Like, they see that we're real people, too, and not just athletes 24/7, like, I mean, it's a lot that goes into being an athlete, but when we kick back, we like to have fun and enjoy ourselves and talk to people as well.
What about those guys that troll you from time to time? How do you deal with that group? How do you handle that when you get somebody that blasts you personally or somebody on the team or you or whatever? How do you take that?
It just depends. For the most part, you can't really pay attention to the ignorance. But every now and then, you could throw a little shot in there, something funny, to let them know that, I mean, I see you, but I don't really pay attention to you, so I'm going to make it a joke instead of taking it personal.
It's amazing how many tough guys are out there behind the keyboard, right? Lots of tough guys.
Hey, Twitter fingers, a lot of them.
A lot of them out there. Listen, Walt, I know Joe asked you about it a little bit in the beginning, and listen, injuries are never good, and you hate to see guys go on IR, and you hate to see guys get hurt and not play each week, but it does open up opportunities for other players, like you said, and a lot of new faces in there, but opportunities for you as well to get out there and play more on defense, not just special teams. That's fun for you, I'm assuming, right, to get more playing time, to get more time just on not just on special teams, but defense as well.
Oh, for sure. I feel like, personally, I'm one of the more versatile players that can do it all. Whatever you need me to do, I can go in and execute. So whether it's special teams, defense, even offense, if they let me, I'll go and do what I need to do and be satisfied with that.
With so many new guys, is this a close team, especially with all the losing? Is it still a pretty close group of guys?
Yeah, for sure. We spend a lot of time with each other in meetings, outside of meetings. I feel like as an older guy now, you have to encourage that, being that it's a rather young team, you have to encourage a lot more team bonding so we can get to know each other on the fly. That way you can play more comfortable with the players around you instead of you not knowing this person on a personal level and getting in the game and trying to communicate stuff. And, I mean, you might take it the wrong way. So, I mean, it's all about team bonding and building and learning together so we can go out and execute at a high level.
Well, I just looked at all the different names of guys like Xavier Crawford and Ken Crawley and Ryan Lewis and Stephen Parker, like some of these guys literally got here for a few days, and I look out on the field, and nickel and diamond, there they are, man. Everybody's playing after a couple of days. K Can you pick everything up that fast in the system?
It's a tough system, but I mean, in this league, you have to grow up fast, and you have to learn stuff on the fly. So, I mean, if you got to study a little longer, if you got to stay in the film room and ask more questions, that's what you got to do. But I feel like all these guys did a great job picking up on the system, and were able to go out and do what the coach needed us to do, day in and day out. So I salute those guys.
Real quickly, before we let you run, Coach Flores is a head coach. Tough guy, listens, old school, new school. Talk about Coach Flores. What's he like?
I would say versatile. He's a mix of all those things. You got to know when to be a tough guy. You got to know when to listen. You got to know when to assert yourself. And I feel like he does a pretty good job of combining all those different styles and making it fun while at the same time being assertive.
The Finns in Cleveland on Sunday. Walt, best of luck coming up this Sunday and the rest of the season.
Thank you, Walt.
Appreciate that.
All right, Walt Akins, Dolphins defensive back. The Dolphins are hosting the Philadelphia Eagles at Hard Rock Stadium, presented by Pepsi. That's Sunday, December 1st. Check out the South Plaza, amplified by Hard Rock, for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, by the way, and save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for post-game festivities. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets to the Eagles, presented by Pepsi. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TICKS or visit dolphins.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.